Two out of three Alaskan adults have experienced childhood trauma, and trauma can get in the way of learning.
A student can't walk through the door and forget everything that happened to him before he walked through that door, whether he didn't have breakfast, mom and dad were fighting, different things like that.
Sharon Fischel is an education specialist at the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development. She says thinking about trauma in schools is not new in Alaska.
Everybody wanted to do trauma-informed, trauma-sensitive, trauma-engaged schools, but they were all recreating the wheel.
So with the Association of Alaska School Boards and a half a dozen other partners, Fischel's department set out to create the wheel, a way that schools can help children who have experienced major life stressors or traumatic events. That includes what students experience firsthand, as well as the ongoing impacts of historic events, like the way colonialism worked through the educational system in Alaska. Today, Fischel says engaging with trauma in schools is about shifting the mindset from what's wrong with you to what's happened to you. That's a shift that Catherine Mendenhall appreciates. She's been a teacher in Alaska for 18 years, both on and off the road system. Mendenhall says schools set lofty goals for their students and face pressure to meet them, but emotional needs have to come first.
If we're wanting students to learn math and science and how to read, and they are stuck in fight or flight mode, they're not going to be able to use all of their mind to learn because so much of it is tied up in wondering whether they're safe.
The new state resource emphasizes a team approach to helping students deal with trauma. Mendenhall says this is already working at her school. Parents, teachers, specialists, even the school principal is involved. But for a lot of schools, building teams to address students' emotional needs will mean hiring more people or asking staff to do more with less. And without a major priority shift, Mendenhall is not optimistic about the future of school funding in Alaska. She says, we'll get what we pay for.
Unless we have more mental health help, more counselors, more people who are experienced in helping these students through their trauma, the schools are not going to succeed because the students aren't going to be able to do the tasks we expect them to do.
Last week, Governor Dunleavy's administration proposed doing away with $20 million of public school funding that the Alaska legislature had agreed to in the last budget. His plan for the state's next budget and any future changes to education spending will be released February 13th. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.